100 and 93.3. Brought to you by Ernest Heating and Air, NBR Electronics, and IT Village. Question about your technical device, your computer, your cell phone? 1-800-749-5936. 1-800-749-5936. And now, your host of Tech Talk, Charles Miller of NBR Electronics, and Charles Mall of IT Village. It's Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for Tech Talk. And our phone line, once again, is 1-800-749-5936. Well, we're getting down to the holiday nitty-gritty here, Charles and Charles. And happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure enough, it is the season.
I'm excited for Christmas this year. You know, it's just an exciting time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great time. It's unfortunate we won't be able to get as close to people as we used to doing, but at least we're still having it.
Yeah. You know, the mistletoe industry is taking a hit this year.
Yeah, but you know, it's been a blessed couple of years. In spite of all that, business wise, and then you know, you just count your blessings. You know, we get to work next to Charles here, and it's kind of a great thing. We've been doing this for how many years now?
4 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. 4 years.
Yeah,
we should be graduating right about now.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I think we actually should be a little smarter, I hope.
Well, hopefully we're gaining on it.
We're educating people in the public about what's going on in this crazy world. You know, one of the things that, you know, we deal with technology and all the stuff that's happening, but every week we try to bring up something about, you know, scamming and all the things that are happening during the holiday season. But this year seems to be a crazy one, you know, and it's not really people after your, you know, they're just after money. And however they can take it from you, that's the way they're going to do it. And the biggest thing was this new scam it's hit worldwide, basically, and it's over this coronavirus as far as sending out packages. And Amazon, all these companies, UPS, that are sending out packages for Christmas and all the things that are being sent out. There are so many delays. But what happens is now the scammers have capitalized on that. And they know that you've got a package coming. There's ways that they can track all that through mail and everything else that they see. But then they send you out a thing saying, you know, your package that you have coming has a delay. It's being routed to another shipping thing. There's going to be an extra cost. And here's where you pay for that extra $5 to get that shipped to you, which people will do it because they want to get their package, but it's a scam. And you end up giving them your credit card information and they're back on selling your stuff.
Yep. Yep. As a matter of fact, that's really not new because those messages coming from, like, say we're with FedEx or UPS or, you know, whoever, and they'll say, well, your package didn't get delivered, but you need to click on this and go through these exercises, which essentially is loading viruses on your machine. It's some Trojan. It's a wicked thing, you know. But that's the thing about being able to reach all the way around the world and touch someone, and you don't know who it is.
Yeah, you don't. And you know, if you have packages coming, don't be deceived by that. Your carrier will never charge you an extended cost to ship a package that you've already paid for and purchased. They're not going to add on to the shipping.
Well, look at the fake COVID test that you can get online.
I hadn't heard about that one, so that's another new one.
Well, it's been around a while now, but it's just, it'll come in your email, or you know, it's another one of those things that get pushed out to you that it's just bogus stuff. But you know, anymore, you know, as far as this last few years, it's the thing that's propagated the most is mistrust.
Yeah,
there's a lot of it. I mean, who do you really trust? I mean, now you know it's locals. You know, people you can still look in the eye.
That's why I always have liked the brick and mortar people, because you can look them square in the eye and see what you're getting.
Yeah, we're tired of all that stuff. Yeah. But it's just that you have to learn to be much more cognizant of you know, when you're approached with stuff.
And you know, it's kind of funny because I was making a purchase here the other day off of Amazon for something for Christmas, and I made this purchase, and I'm trying to get it done before Christmas. And when I go to hit my Prime membership, I hit it, and it said it would be here Thursday, this last Thursday. I don't get it now until after Christmas, the 28th. Well, and the reason why it did that is Amazon had put a little thing at the bottom there that you don't see unless you go through and do a complete checkout. But it says, they sent me an email saying, thank you for choosing the, the extended no-hurry shipping. But that no-hurry shipping is not why I bought Prime membership. I bought it so I can get it in 2 days. You know, it has nothing to do with that. But when you hit that Prime button and you just go, yep, I ordered it, and it pushes you off for a whole nother date from what it says there that you can get it, that made me pretty mad because I was like, you know, I didn't want this gift after Christmas. I wanted it before Christmas.
Well, you know, the experience I had with an Amazon order, or actually a couple of them this last month, is I would order something, and then it would say, you know, it'd be here in 2 days, and I'd be expecting it, and all of a sudden it didn't show up, and I'd look online, and it says, well, we canceled your order, and without any real explanation.
Yeah, yeah, because they couldn't get it delivered, and their problem is because they're using all these delivery sources. I had a UPS package delivered to me from Amazon. They brought the Amazon package. Then I had an Amazon van the same day come and bring another package. And then I had a van that didn't even have any markings. It was a person's just regular van, drive up and deliver a package. I'm like, where's all my mail going?
Yeah, you know, kidding.
It's just pretty scary. But they're trying to meet these deadlines. But the thing of it is, when you pay for a membership to something, especially like if you're charged a certain amount of money every year to use that service, you want it on that date.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you paid for.
Right.
Thank you for being patient with us, and we're slow on our mailing. Thanks for choosing that different date, which I didn't choose. I didn't get that option because I just hit the buy now, you know, that you do when you have a Prime membership. You just hit it, and you're going to get it. And it says it'll be here Thursday, 2 days away. I hit the button, and I get it now on the 28th.
Oh, boy.
So yeah. I canceled that order, by the way.
We had a question that came in by text. It was going back to COVID test by email. How do we do that? How does that scam work? So if folks get that,
Well, it's an online ordering scheme where somebody's pushing
a kit.
You know, that they have a kit.
Oh, I see.
And it's not real. You know,
a home testing kit. Yeah, I think I've seen that scheme.
Now,
yeah.
There are some legitimate ones coming out, but you just have to go through the channels that are trustworthy.
You have to go to the drugstore.
Know who you're dealing with, because this online ordering business, getting to be more than just challenging.
Okay.
It's just not knowing who you're really dealing with. So
it
pushes you to local, which is probably good for us.
Yeah, because we like local.
We do local.
I like local because I get to deal with my people that I know every day. If I go down, one of my favorite places to go, Peter's Hardware, True Valley Hardware.
Yeah, that's a good place.
Love to go in there because you know what? The moment you walk in the door,
you're home.
You've got this greeter that just, these people that just come over and say, how can I help you? Where can I direct you? You know, they're right there on you. They're just ready to help you. And then you get a smiling face. They take you around. You pick up the items you need. They help you get them if you need it. If you just want to shop, they'll just let you go browse, but they'll help you. And then when you're done, they assist you all the way up to the register. And I love going there because my dog Angel, she has a friend, the guy that runs the register up there, old Greg. He and Angel have a connection. She knows Greg. When she comes in, they get eye contact. We go through the store, do our thing, and when we come back, she puts her little paws up on the counter. He slips her cookie, her little treat that he's got. And she looks at him. She'll sit down for a minute and eat it. Then she'll jump back up there and get the second one. And then she knows, that's it. That's all I get.
Uh-huh.
they've had this bond for years, and he always has it ready for her when she comes in there. But you don't get that from Amazon. They're not going to stand outside my door and give my dog a treat.
Oh, they'll give you a cookie, but it's a different kind.
Yeah, they give you a different kind of cookie.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I hadn't thought about that. That was good stuff there. Good thinking. But anyways, we invite your calls. If you have any questions about technology, we're here to help you today. We're going to talk about some of the newer things coming out with computers and things to be looking for. Just give us a call in.
All right, please do that at 1-800-749-5936. And with that, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Merry Christmas from staff and management at Timmins Sheet Metal.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KREG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, El Rey del Burrito Express, Price's Old Fashioned Meat Market, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Avila's Mexican Buffet, and KFC, all in Bartlesville, CV's in Dewey, and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The Dining Guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KREG.
What do you do if you really need a better vehicle, but you have bad credit? Come talk with your friends at Roman's Chevrolet Buick in Independence. Roman's not only has the ability, but also the desire to get anyone approved for a vehicle. They are your one-stop shop. They'll buy your old vehicle, help you find a great ride, and now help with financing, no matter how bad your credit is. Get more details from Roman's Chevrolet Buick, 2313 West Main in Independence. Roman's, with financing for everyone.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date, and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Get techie with it here on Tech Talk with Charles and Charles. I'm Tom, and the phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. 742. Gentlemen, what's next on the agenda today?
Well, I've had a lot of requests on, you know, researching options for internet, you know, especially in places where you don't have good access.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because in town, you know, you've got cable, you've got AT&T for DSL, you know, which is their U-verse. You've got the Wi-Fi options with Bartnet. And but now you're starting to see the cell service companies, you know, like U.S. Cellular, T-Mobile, AT&T, offering this LTE modem. And the LTE modem basically is a, you can get one with or without a router. If you want to use your own router, you can actually use this as your primary internet service,
mm-hmm.
which is nice for the rural areas. You know, they're just out of reach.
Yeah.
You can get your cell phone works, but nothing else does. And the wireless options are typically direct. I mean, you have to have line of sight to one of the towers. So, like I looked at the one for T-Mobile because that's the service I use. And they had several options. I think the hotspot that they kind of gave me, I think for like $10 a month, I use whenever I can't get an internet connection. So I'll just use my phone and I'll connect, you know, my machine, and it works fine. But some people don't have that option of any internet access. I mean, because there's areas in town here where there's no cable, there's no AT&T, there's no options. Even wireless is restricted because they may have trees and, you know, things like that in the way. So I've been looking at these LTE modems. And like the T-Mobile, they've got a Netgear one, which they're not officially rolling out yet, but they're in this pilot stage. But I was talking to a guy at the T-Mobile store. He worked for AT&T, and they already had them rolled out. But these Netgear, I think it's an M1. It actually is a router and an LTE modem. So LTE modem basically connects to your cell service.
Yeah.
And they give you like five, I think it starts at 2, 15, and then it goes up to 50 and then 100 gig per month. You know, because they go by volume, how much traffic you get. And it's, you know, it's anywhere from, like, I think mine is like $10 a month for the basic, and it goes up to like $50 for 100 gig connection. Which is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I mean, that's more than most people use.
Sure.
So there is that option now. And and the one that I think it's down to $100 for the version that if you have your own router, you just plug it into the WAN port on your router. Now you have internet. So those are kind of new options that are starting to get rolled out now, because you know there's a lot of people that have real issues.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was working on a friend of mine's machine, and he was wanting to remote access into his office, and he lives over there kind of by Hudson Lake, and U.S. Cellular sold him, I think it's a D-Link, you know, because they offer that directly. You can get a D-Link router, you know, LTE modem directly from them, and it works well.
Hmm.
It works well. So they finally got reliable internet access out there, because otherwise it was very spotty, you know, getting any kind of service.
Yeah.
So anyway, those are nice options to know that they're coming, because especially like with this 5G kind of looming, you know, it's going to take a long time to roll that out, apparently, because we were talking about that a year ago, as far as 2020 being the year when it was going to happen, because I was waiting to update my Android until that 5G. Came around. Well, I didn't do that. I went ahead and updated, because and then I started looking at the Android itself as to, you know, the cycle that they have, like with the iPhones, they do updates on a particular iOS, you know, version for 4 years. They'll support it for 4 years. So that's why you see a lot of older iPhones still working.
Yeah.
With Android, it's 2 years. They'll support it for 2 years. But now in 2021, they've upped it to 4 years. They'll support it for 4 years to kind of match. Mm-hmm. I think Apple has 5 year, actually.
Yeah, it's a little bit more, I think, because I just noticed, like, on the iPad 4th generation, which is several generations back, you can no longer get some updates on that one. It won't update past a certain point. But that one's, like, 5 years old, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it rolls out about 5 to 6 years that they don't support it anymore on that software. But the device will still function. You just won't get some features.
Right.
And like one of the aggravating things for me is I use mine as a point of sale, my iPad 4th generation, but I can't get eBay on it now. So if I'm looking up a product for like a resistor or a capacitor that I need that you can't get locally, I can't scan it on there. I have to go to my phone because it's too old to have the updates to run eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, that's of all the things, you know, eBay is a big buying place. You'd think they would have that one fixed, but I don't
know. You would think. But, yeah, that's the way products are anymore. They're all subscription-based services that, you know, they have issues. They force you to change. I mean, it's this life cycle.
Some people are just dead set on staying with old technology. They do. I mean, I'm looking behind me, and Kevin's got this crazy iPhone or computer with Windows 7 on it. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Running on the screen. So Windows 7, that's like
I've
ancient.
I've seen XP still running.
Still running. I can't believe anybody would have XP still running.
I tell people, just take it off the internet and use it as an independent machine and use something else for the internet.
Yeah.
And that works. I mean, because I've seen people use it very specialized applications that they can't get it in the newer version. It doesn't run in 64-bit or, you know, there's some reason.
Yeah.
It's not going to move forward with the
newer generation. Yeah, I found a lot of recording studios that do that because some of the equipment that runs some of their software tools, you know, for like Pro Tools and some of these things run only on the older Windows, and they just don't want to get rid of that good software, so they just hang on to it forever.
Since
it works,
there are people,
really well.
Yeah, that's right. I've got one of those iMacs that's like 2009, 2010, you know, so this thing's over 10 years old, and I've never been able to update it to the latest operating system, but I try to keep the apps that do run, you know, functional.
Yeah, sure.
And one of them that kind of surprised me this month is all of a sudden it kept telling me, well, you have an Office 365 update. And I never could get the latest Office 365 because they didn't make a version for that year or, you know, the model that I had.
Yeah.
So, but now all of a sudden it says for older version, you know.
Oh.
So I updated it. Now my Office 365 is current for the first time in several years.
Oh, wow. How about that?
So, you know, if there's enough of a market, you know, the people will go there.
Yeah.
So it was every once in a while you get a good surprise.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of having to buy a new something.
Well, you know, as you're dealing with technology, you always have to look at certain, you know, things that stand in your way. My boys you know, both of them have property and they're living out in the country. They don't get those kinds of services a lot of times because you're rural, very rural. But I, you know, a friend of mine popped in one day and said, well, you know, maybe they don't get cable or anything like that, or satellite. You'd have to go to satellite, you know, and try to get a satellite signal up in those mountainous trees. But he says, you know, there's another option. You've got digital TV, which now is an antenna that you could pick up, you know, 30 some stations or whatever, you know, at digital quality. And so I got one of those antennas from him. He brought me one. I hooked it into my system at home just to see. And, man, I picked up, a, you know, 15, 16 with it just being inside the house. I picked up 16 channels of high digital quality.
And, yeah, it's pretty good, actually.
And I was like, you know, that's really, that's pretty awesome. So you can, and they make them now so cheap, you can get them for like $26.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
It's a deal.
Yeah.
It's a deal.
Gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back with more of Tech Talk. And if you want to chime in, you can do so at 1-800-749-5936. We'll be back with Charles and Charles in a moment after this two-minute timeout.
The program, Max Lucado, When God Whispers Your Name, is brought to you by Grace Automotive and Total Communications.
This is Max Lucado. Maybe your life resembles a Bethlehem stable, crude in some spots, smelly in others, not much glamour. You do your best to make the best of it, but try as you might, the roof still leaks and the winter wind still sneaks through the holes you just can't seem to fix. You shivered through your share of cold nights, and you wonder if God has a place for a person like you. Find your answers in the Bethlehem stable. The story of Christmas is the story of God's relentless love for us. The moment Mary touched God's face is the moment God made his case. There is no place he will not go. No place is too common. No person is too hardened. No distance is too far. There is no person he cannot reach. There is no limit to his love. This is Max Lucado, Because of Bethlehem.
The program, Max Lucado, When God Whispers Your Name, has been brought to you by Total Communications and Grace Automotive.
It's that time of year again when Old Man Winter is rearing his ugly head. Be sure your furnace is ready for winter. Carbon monoxide is odorless and deadly. Call Ernest Heat and Air at 918-335-3057. Be safe, not sorry. That's Ernest Heat and Air in Bartlesville, 918-335-3057. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
This is News Radio K1, AM 1400 and 93.3 FM, and online at BartlesvilleRadio.com.
All righty, here we go. It is 7:53. We're about 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and it is Tech Talk with Charles Miller, Charles Malt, and, of course, your phone calls at 1-800-749-5936. Holiday season, we've been talking about just about everything that you can plug in or pull stuff out of the air, especially with routers and things like that.
Well, it's getting to be common conversation. You know, we talk about routers now at the dinner table.
Yeah, I mean,
that didn't used to be that way.
No.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, it's a new world. It's a new day, and we have new challenges constantly. Like right now, the SolarWinds hack is being, you know, people ask a lot about that because they've never heard of SolarWinds. Well, if you work in a corporate environment, you have. Because these are typically, you know, corporate environments. So they're not like home-type deals. Because SolarWinds produces all these products that monitor networks. They look at the traffic. They're troubleshooting tools. There's all kinds of stuff that gives you a console that lets you manage a whole large number of machines. And but they, like VMware, you know, is the virtual side of... you know, most corporate America, because I'd say probably 75 to 80% of the market as far as virtual servers go. This is where the, you know, you're running the whole operating system in a shell, basically, so you can have a whole bunch of them instead of one. So those virtual machines are predominantly on VMware in corporate environments, and they have good security, but the security is part of why the solar winds made it into those corporate environments, you know, like the government. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
But SolarWinds is one of those companies that just started buying up all these other smaller entities, because I would find a good product. I said, some of it would be actually free or really low cost. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, this is a nice product. And I'd start using it and get bought up by SolarWinds. And it's part of some larger package. So it's kind of like Microsoft. You then want you to use all their stuff. Hmm. So I never did care for that kind of philosophy because, you know, it's like, you know, like trying to create a monopoly kind of thing. I said, sure. Well, that's no fun. So I've kind of avoided SolarWinds myself for that reason. But corporate America bought into them big time. But they left some security, like the VMware access is part of how this SolarWinds hack got into the systems. Because essentially it was a patch update that used some third product that they just slipped in there. And all of a sudden, now they had visibility into those networks that they could, you know, traverse into these government networks. So, you know, there's a lot of departments that were affected. You know,
Treasury was affected. Energy, where they have the nuclear stuff as far as our missiles and everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that's the kind of stuff that's happening now. So you can't just, like those companies like SolarWinds, they buy these companies. And do they take time to really look at the code and keep the programmers that know how all that code works? Maybe, maybe not. You know, so not all.
Hey,
of a sudden,
the till's ringing. You know,
yeah. Well, if you have stuff that you're bringing in house, it's all of a sudden the back door. You know, you feel a little breeze. You know, there must be a back door open somewhere, and you don't know what's causing it.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of how it happens. Is you've got code in there that you don't have control over. Or you don't know what it's doing.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what happens. So anyway, that's what that SolarWinds is about. So it's nothing that you need to worry about on your local home machines, because chances of having those things. I mean, little things like PuTTY is a little tool that is like a terminal access to like Linux and you know, hardcore devices like routers, but you don't really normally get into stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
not the average user.
Not the average user. They do have some neat little tools, but like I say, they're buying them all up, and I don't like when these free versions go into this commercial phase and they're used as hooks to get you into their products. You know. But anyway, I'm biased. I like having a little more control over my environment.
Yeah, and in my environment there is no control, so I always call you guys because I don't have a clue where I'm going. And software is not my forte. So sometimes I'll end up, if Charles I know is not available, Jimmy, get over here and fix my computer. I've got some kind of a thing going here that I don't know what I've done. But, you know, inside I can tell you what every capacitor does, but I have no clue what that software is doing. Don't even ask me.
Well, there's lots of layers in there.
Yeah,
and those millions of instructions are just keep going up.
Yes.
Because the processors just keep going faster.
Boy,
you know,
fast.
They're just screaming fast. And now Microsoft announced that they're doing their own chip now. So Intel's going to be hurting here because, you know, they've been handling this volume for a long time.
They got competition.
And so now they've got some serious competition. Yeah. So Microsoft, you know, Apple's already have officially dropped it. They went to their M1 chip.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a real screaming machine now.
Yeah. Yep.
So yeah, things are changing. So 2021, an interesting time for technology as far as all this shifting around goes. So I hope, you know, we get some innovation back, because I've been watching a lot of stuff that's going on in China. And their young people, they're still free to innovate. Here, it's just like we're strapped into, we got to use these institutions' tools to do anything.
Yeah.
So they control you, you know, a little too much.
Yeah. That's why their market in the electronics industry is so much bigger than ours.
Well, I think what's happened, I watched a special interview with Musk, Elon, the Musk. Tesla guy.
Elon Musk,
there you go. And he basically said, well, if you get those finance companies out of driving things, you know, you'd have more innovation. And it kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's one of the most innovative guys there is as far as that goes. I mean.
Yeah. Well, the question he was posed is, how does government business work together?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it gets pretty spooky when you dig into his mind on AI. But I don't go there because I've read some of them and they're pretty scary.
Where can we find you, Charles Ball?
ITVillage.1.
You can find me right here at KWON's same building with NBR Electronics.
There you go, neighbor. Take care, folks. It is time for news.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville.